Okay, so there were several raids that went on this morning in South Los Angeles. So in your opinion, are these raids working? Are they necessary?
The raids work in the short term. We know that crime is at 30-year lows, and they do work in the short term. My concern as a researcher and someone in the community is, are they going to work over the long term? And so far, we don't know. We don't know the impact they're going to have on people's lives a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Okay. And are there any better alternatives, such as gang prevention programs? You know, what else could be done?
I think there are absolutely better alternatives. First of all, you know, sit down and think about it. I believe it took 1,100 law enforcement professionals this morning to arrest 75 people. That's a lot of individuals out there in the field, over 1,000 people, and it was a long-term investigation. Probably the most important strategy we have is prevention, preventing children and youth from joining gangs in the first place. And we are not doing enough, we are not spending enough money to prevent this from happening. In addition to prevention, what we need is intervention. And we need intervention that not only goes out on the street and stops people from shooting at one another, we need intervention for people to get into programs, to get jobs, to go back to school, to get counseling, to help their communities, all of these things. And, you know, we're talking about one day, one moment, one morning, and this is a lifetime problem that we've got to deal with.
Okay, and specifically, I mean, you mentioned getting people jobs, getting them back into school, other programs. What else can we invest our money in that'll be more effective?
I think the most important thing that we've got to invest our money in alongside jobs, and that, you know, the first three answers are jobs number one, jobs number two, jobs number three. I love the motto of Homeboy Industries, nothing stops a bullet like a job. So, you know, 1 through 100 are jobs, and then after that, what we've got to do is really invest in our communities and in the idea that communities come together and work with social agencies, social service agencies, and our schools to help keep kids out of gangs and to help them get out of gangs once they're in there. We need our communities. We need social service programs to receive more money. You know, look at a place like Homeboy Industries. Look at community and schools. Homeboy right now is in danger of closing its doors because they are not supported. They don't have enough money. And these are the places we've got to put money into. We don't need to open new agencies. We need to support the agencies that are out there, the people that are out there, and our schools.
Okay, Georgia. And is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I think that's my most important message as a researcher, as a parent, as someone in the community. You know, one morning arresting 75 people is not going to make a huge difference. What's going to make a huge difference is systemic change in the city and in the county. And we're inching towards that, but we must do more.
Okay, Georgia, if that's everything, we're going to wrap it up. Okay, and I was just speaking to Georgia Leap, who is an associate professor at the School of Public Affairs at UCLA. Okay, thank you so much, Georgia.